And you are listening to KSFR White Rock Santa Fe, broadcasting at 101.1 FM, streaming on the web at ksfr.org. This is The Invisible Man. Thank you for joining me on Map Is Not Territory. I got a couple of announcements before we get together with our guest, Glenn Neff. I mentioned to you last week I have a local artist on the program, and we'll be talking about his career and work and listening to some of his work very shortly. Mr. Glenn Neff is with me in the studio, and I'm very pleased that he is here. He is going to have a brand new CD release party out in Madrid on Friday night at 7:30 at the Mine Shaft. And there's going to be all sorts of things going on. We'll talk a little bit about that. And we're going to be listening to some of the pieces, I believe, off the new release. Glenn, correct. Welcome to Map Is Not Territory.
Thank you. Do I call you Invisible?
Yeah, you can call me Invisible or, you know, whatever. Yeah,
Invis. All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Invisible Man, Mark.
Tell me about, you were mentioning that a part of your family's from New Jersey, the East Coast, but you grew up in San Diego area.
I grew up from high school on in San Diego area. I was on a college surfing team also.
Oh, a college surfing team. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, you couldn't have, you probably didn't have an ice hockey team, so. How'd you do surfing?
I don't know. I was a good surfer.
Yeah. You sin on the surf waves now. What you're doing is you're surfing on the sin waves, which is Aphex Twin release. Your family was involved in music.
Yes, both grandfathers were violinists. One was actually an old-time fiddle judge, famous in the Midwest here. One of the first old-time fiddle competitions west of the Mississippi. There's three judges. One was a woman, and my grandfather was flown there by a relative that was a pilot, and he judged one of the first old-time fiddle competitions up in Montana or someplace. And then he judged down in TRC, an old-time fiddle event down there.
Fantastic.
So that's one grandfather, and the other was the first violinist in the Philadelphia Philharmonic.
Wild.
I dabbled with the violin a little, and we had a couple in our family, but my brother and sisters got them. Uh-huh. But I've always been happy with the keyboards and the strange synthesizers from the very beginning. I like the.
So you didn't start out on piano then?
Yes, I did.
You did?
I did formal piano recitals.
Okay.
I was 6 and 7.
You had to play a little bit of
but, that. It was terrifying. I actually didn't get excited again about playing music until I got over the phase of trying to not become a bluegrass musician. and then I was in rock bands, and then I discovered some jazz.
Oh, you did? You did? You
was,
did? You
I
were
did
in rock
some
bands
rock and
as
roll,
well.
And I did some jazz.
As a keyboard player.
Yeah.
As a keyboard player.
I mean, one thing I figured out early on, though, in rock bands as a keyboard player, the guitar players always win.
Yeah.
They are really loud, and you can't compete with them. I had a Fender Rhodes, and it just can't compare with those guitar players.
A lot of people, I know a lot of keyboardists, a lot of groups just don't even deal with keyboards, because of that very issue, I think. And then what drew you, just the instruments that were coming out, the new keyboard instruments that offered greater expression?
Yes, for me, it was discovering new sounds, because I also am a painter, and I create music a lot like I paint.
And that's exactly why you couldn't play when you were 6 years old.
Yeah.
Because you needed just freedom, all of this.
Yes,
discipline.
I mean, I did all that, but that wasn't for me.
And I believe that some young people are like that. You know, they just
exactly.
it doesn't work that way. They're more tactile or more visual, than just
whatever works. We're all different, personalities programmed differently.
Absolutely.
But for me, the way the source of creating music is the same as the source of creating a painting.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from that place, and it's very fluid. And I have friends that are more formal musicians that kind of think of me as like, what are you doing? But I mean, what I'm doing is I'm following the sound.
Yeah.
And the sound is how I create the music.
Would you say you had, did you just kind of stumble into that, or did you find it through Mike Pinder's work and in the Moody Blues?
Or thing, man. No, it was just the instruments.
You got the instruments.
Yeah, I got the instrument. I liked the sound, and that's where I went.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, that's
fascinating. Because I had all my musician friends around me. I was the only one doing this. They were all like playing, you know, traditional
right.
music.
Either in a rock band or...
Which I did also to a degree, but I said, no, I go back to this.
Yeah, and it doesn't lend itself to bluegrass very well.
Well, you know, I probably could, you know.
Well, so let's talk about the CD party that's coming up. CD release party that's coming up this Friday.
Yes.
The 28th, the last day of February.
Yeah,
so it sounds like a neat event.
I'm going to have three distinct segments to the show. I'm going to have the first part is with my friend Art Welter. We are known as the Art Glenn. He plays a theremin. Do you know?
Yes. Good vibrations.
Better than that.
She's giving me good vibe. Yeah.
So we're going to be doing a set of theremin and some kind of funky stuff and strange stuff, and then that won't last too long.
How many theremin? They're still making them.
Moog makes them.
Moog makes them. No, Moog owns theremin,
yes.
And they still make them.
Yes.
It's not like a cult item unless you get one that was made in the '50s.
They make them new now.
Yeah. Moogs, yeah. Okay. But they're probably better.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would think.
They're pretty interesting.
Yeah. You know, does he have a new one? Is he working with a new one?
It's relatively new, 10 years or something.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Yeah.
So
that's the first segment. Then I'll be doing Bamako. I'll be playing cuts of Bamako on my keytar, which is a controller, keyboard controller with... I'll be playing my synthesizers with that as my controller to play Bamako. We're going to play three cuts here off the CD Bamako tonight.
Yeah.
And then the last set is with Paul Shapiro on harmonica, Jeff Stewart on guitar. I've got Andy Bramble coming in on guitar, Linda Dunnell on violin on some cuts.
Wow.
And I'll be playing both the keytar and back to my main keyboard. And that'll be kind of a funkier
vibe. So what you
vibe.
Do is usually always live. You don't have like programmed stuff that you kick.
Yes, I do. I'm
okay,
not
you
playing
do.
Just live since it's electronic.
Yeah, I have the Invisible Man has to admit it. He's only heard Glenn's work. He's never actually seen him perform
right.
it live.
Yes, I'm playing with the backing tracks. Yes, and
okay.
It's. You know, when you record in all your various tracks.
Right,
you know,
exactly, yeah.
This way, instead of just being stuck with just one, I mean, I also play live. We'll be playing doing a few live songs, too.
Yeah, and you're playing the guitar keyboard as well.
I'm going to be doing that.
Over what you've, that's really neat. And
it's just like playing with a real band.
Tell me how your work, before we listen to these cuts, tell me how you approach it. You don't sound like the kind of person that writes it out or anything like that.
I don't.
No, not at all. You don't notate it. There's no notation.
Well, there is. There is notation in the sense that after I've created it, and if I'm going to play along with it, I have to know where I'm going.
Yes,
so I do have to make notes. And
okay.
I have to know what the key is, what the change is.
Okay, you make notes on
it's
that.
Like, and I also can print it out if I wanted to in Logic on you know.
So do you have a program where you can actually play that back and get the key that it's in? It'll tell you, or do you just hear
it? I just do it in my head.
You just do it in your head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
okay. Yes,
you can do that, too. The notation program in Logic, for example, if you print it out, it can tell you all that.
That
if you wanted
is...
other people to play along with written notation.
Tell me about the Logic program. How long have you used that?
I have been working with Logic first of all, I started out with cassette tape.
Right.
Then I had four-track cassette. Then I had reel-to-reel tape.
Wow.
Then I had DAT tape for 10 years, live to two-track. I've always been good at working with myself live and improvising with myself. And
yeah.
that's kind of where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
And the beauty of that technology is with digital technology, you can go in and edit and fix.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you do a watercolor.
Even it changes the speed and everything. If you wanted to somehow.
You can do a lot.
Link into another speed that's going on, you know.
You can morph and
time signature or whatever.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
So I find the technology very exciting, always have, from the very beginning. And so what was the question again?
Well, I want to mention that if you are interested in hearing more of Glenn's work, go to SoundCloud. If you haven't, I wasn't a big user of SoundCloud, but I had heard of it. But then Glenn sent me a link, and it was great. I had beautiful stuff wafting through my place all Saturday, you know, afternoon, and I was just doing stuff around the house, and it was wonderful. But is it easy to access if you just Google SoundCloud Glenn
Neff?
Put in
my name, yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's
GLEN1NNEFF 2 Fs. French is from what I understand.
Swiss German it's complicated. Swiss German, Norwegian, Swedish, Irish, and English. Pretty much. I had a DNA test done.
We're all just hybrids. We're just ever since Olduvai.
And French. My grandfather on my mother's
did you have
side
a,
is French.
You know, I read an article. Did you have it tested for Neanderthal?
Yes, there is. Everybody has Neanderthal.
Well, not everybody. That's not. No, no.
Oh, okay, I have a little. Bit.
Europe does. Europe
yeah.
does.
Yeah, 2 points.
And a little bit in the Middle East. There's a little.
Yeah, I have there, a little
there,
bit of Middle
there
East.
There are areas
too,
where there's no bit. Neanderthal.
Yeah, yeah.
Was a little inter.
We're all mutts.
Interbreeding going on with Neanderthal. Sometimes I feel it come on. Glenn Neff, the sound poet, I think it's a good opportunity now. So go to listen to his work. It goes on and on forever. Now, how I asked you this question, and I didn't get a reply, but that's okay. But we can explore it now. Do you have any kind of a chronological order on your SoundCloud listings?
No.
No, so they're all mixed
they're
up.
They're all over the place.
They're all over the place. They're all over the place.
More on my website, you'll see I'm more in a chronological order.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What I'm trying to do on my website is like at the top is the newest, and as you go to the bottom, it descends.
Now, the oldest release I saw was 92.
I have, even on here, a couple of, here and the other one, a couple of cuts from 90.
Oh, you do?
And I have...
Were they actually released in that year, or did
yeah,
you just...
Yeah,
you,
yeah.
They
yeah,
were?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Wow. Are those discs still available?
Sure, give me a... I'll burn you one. I mean, you know, sort of, yeah.
Well, you
they're
can...
Not, they're not on iTunes, but I have 5 CDs or 6, I forget, on iTunes.
Yeah.
The recent ones.
But you don't have any hard copies on, like, Amazon or anything
no.
like that?
No.
Yeah, okay, no. okay. I was just wondering. Okay, so you can also...
But you can buy the cuts on my website.
Exactly. That's what I was going
website.
To suggest. You can always go to the website... And just get a sampling on SoundCloud, but then it'd be not, you can play it in your car and stuff like that because it's
stuff
it's good,
like that's the name
it's,
of one
it's
of my
good,
songs.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. By the way, stuff's like that.
Oh, speaking of names of songs, so we're going to hear the title cut off of the release Bamako, and then If I Had a Different Life, which I think. I heard both of these on the SoundCloud, I think. I didn't check all the titles, but I think I heard those too. And Time Machine Dreams. I don't necessarily remember that title, but I may very well have heard it. Glenn Neff, want to remind you, he is appearing Friday night, a fairly rare. Now you, before we go to the music, the last performance you had was at an art gallery.
Yes, Zane Bennett, Art to Art. David Schwartz, the head chairman of our New Mexico Music Commission.
Oh, yes,
got
yes.
in touch with me, and he's starting this program of trying to bring together artists and musicians, hopefully once a month at various galleries around town.
That's great.
And so keep your ears open for Art to Art. And David Schwartz, by the way, was the founder of Mix Magazine and the editor for 17 years.
Really?
Yeah. So it's really, we're honored to have him.
And I don't think I've ever met him. Darn it.
Yeah. We're honored to have him in our community. He came here. So that's good.
From where?
California.
From California.
I think.
Oh, you're not sure?
Well, either New York.
Okay, one man from California. Oh, yeah. Well, you're originally family from
but
New Jersey
from
and the and all over. Yeah. But every. Yeah. You got to get to California. Okay, we've been going. We're going to go.
Yeah, we just talk for the next hour, right?
Yeah, we could do that too.
Where'd the music
The longest
go,
interview
man?
I ever had was with Charles Lloyd. It was solid talk for 75 minutes.
I saw him in concert. He's great.
Oh man, yeah, and he's such a a great soul. I mean, he's got that big soul.
That
you can, you know, when you get together with them, you can just feel it. But you also have wonderful energy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It's great. Yeah. And I also want to, I've been trying to, over the 13 years that I've been doing this program, and I'm entering my 13th year. Here we go. Glenn Neff, Bamako, If I Had a Different Life, and Time Machine Dreams. Enjoy.
La la la, my son. Mama, Zema, od Boga to selo.
Sin.
And you are listening to KSFR White Rock. This is The Invisible Man with Glenn Neff. The last three pieces that you heard are the first cut, the fifth cut, and the final cut, the ninth cut, of his brand new release, Bamako. Glenn Neff is sound sculpture, and I'm sure you agree that really fine work. I was just amazed that I had never heard of him before, and we were talking about how he can get his music out there during the break. Glenn, it really, really fine work. You were talking about one of the catalysts for doing some of this work on this particular CD was the fact that there was a producer that is toying with the idea of possibly having you do some music for Bollywood films.
Yeah, I have a music publisher that wanted me to. I gave him a couple of songs, and he said, "Yes, great, send me more like this." So, the impetus for the Bamako CD was basically demoing songs for that assignment.
You know? Wonderful. So you may hear some of those cuts in the future in a Bollywood movie. That would be fantastic. We also talked about because obviously in Madrid, and not to belittle Madrid at all, or northern New Mexico at all, because you can certainly find artists that, and I know used artists on your recordings. But the Eastern European vocalist The Time Machine Dreaming was all Glenn. It was a free improvisation. Tell me a little bit about what percentage of your work is usually just you with the keyboards, with the programs?
Oh, it's always different. Like this CD Bamako is like a Bollywood assignment, sort of.
Yeah.
But sometimes. When I sit down, just like most artists do, you don't know where you're going to go. So
yeah.
You just, it depends. I mean, it can be a totally improvised cut that I do, or it can be something that's done around some of the sample libraries.
Right, right.
And
he was, Glenn was mentioning to me that, and I didn't know this, I should have supposed it was out there, but there's these vast libraries of, duty free kind of, you have to purchase the libraries, but there's all these isolated, like the isolated vocalist. Mm-hmm. And there must have been the first vocalist on the first coast, Bamako, was probably East African vocalist.
There was some African and Indian.
Indian,
yeah. And African.
Okay.
And on...
Indian as well.
Yes, the woman's singer.
Yes, yeah, the woman's
and
voice.
And then If I Had a Different Life was probably one of the... somewheres in Russia or...
Yeah, Eastern Europe somewhere.
Eastern Europe.
Yeah, certainly,
so,
yeah.
Something like
in fact,
that.
It even... I have some music of Karelian, I think. There's an ethnic group way up in the northern Baltic... like north of, right on the border of what's the last, is it Estonia or
Texas.
Texas?
Oh no, that's a, that's
yeah, deep down in Texas.
Okay.
No, on the Russian border, on the Russian border, way up in the Baltics before you get to, it must be Estonia, or is it? There's a little thing, Kaliningrad, but north of there, kind of closer to Finland, where Finland kind of intersects. There's this vocal tradition up there that's just really, really rich, and people have devoted, musicologists have devoted time. Now that you mentioned it, it almost sounded like that. I've only had a little bit of exposure to it, but it certainly did sound like that. Right up there in the finish. But anyway, back to your work. We are also, we want to hear some more. I wanted to hear something from a different release, different era. Well, era 10 years ago, right? We've got something that was...
Heat Lightning.
And tell, how was this basically built in a similar manner?
No, this one is totally different. this has electronic percussion and live synthesizer. It has live guitar, live tablas mixed in.
Oh, wow.
Tabla player. And
who do you use for the tabla player? Is it somebody here?
Somebody named Shavaya, who I don't even think he's around here anymore, but is already back in 2000. So.
Was he Indian?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And he was a master tabla instructor in the area here.
Wow.
But I remember him saying, well, I can't ever find students that stick with me, you know, because you got to do it for at least 3 years before you can get some accomplishment on
tabla. I would imagine.
And nobody'd stick
with me. What is that, an 18-beat structure or something like that?
It's
like
an 18.
You have to remember where you are in an 18-beat structure or something like that. I remember reading about Zakir Hussain, who is like, you know, the world's finest tabla player. And I think a lot of the structures of those talas or whatever they're called, they're like 18 beats, and you got to remember where you are in there. That'll take a while. Okay, and what so you've got any vocalist?
No.
So it's tabla, yourself, live percussion.
Sounds like a Santana style guitar.
Oh, cool. And a guitarist.
Santana. Yeah, I think.
And
Mike,
is this also just another musician that you know?
Passing through Madrid in the old days. He's in San Francisco now, I think, but I don't know. I can't even remember his last name,
love
Mike.
It.
You know,
I love it.
But he's
this goes out
track
to
track number four.
Yeah.
Four.
Excuse me, one moment. Okay, here we go. And again, the name of the cut.
Heat Lightning.
From 2000 even. About 13, 14 years ago. Here we go, Heat Lightning. We'll be right back. Glenn Neff. Another two pieces. Now, let's go back. What did we hear since we had an open mic? Okay. That last piece.
We heard the last piece was Verna Persia. And the piece before that was Persia Nova.
No.
And the piece before that was Walls of Darbari.
Wall of Darbari. Yes. And then did we hear the 2000 cut? We had talked about that.
The 2000 cut was Going Back a Ways.
Right. And that had actual musicians. Musicians that were passing through Madrid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shavaya on tabla, Michael on guitar, and myself.
Oh. Yeah. I am so now Glenn Neff again. You go onto SoundCloud to hear Glenn Neff, GlennNeff on SoundCloud, and you'll be amazed at the amount of music this sound sculptor has produced. It blew me away that I had never heard of him after listening for about 6 hours straight, and never hearing the same cut twice. And he will be appearing.
Okay, this coming Friday night, 7:30 at the Mineshaft Tavern in Madrid. Come on out. I've got three distinct sets of music, and the second one will be the CD Bamako CD release party. Come on out and buy a CD or entertain yourself. We've got Paul Shapiro on harmonica, last set, along with Jeff Stewart, Andy Bramble, Javalinda, a few other people. So we're going to jam it out. We're going to get funky, and you can even dance some.
Yeah, I would suggest. It sounds like your partner is going to be dancing.
Yes,
during...
Eliane Allegri. Thank you.
Yes.
Eliane Allegri.
Yeah,
I hope you're not
listening. I hope you're not listening.
Cuts.
He didn't really forget you. He told me all about you and everything. Okay, I'll be right back at the top of the hour, and you are going to hear more of Glenn, maybe in a different context. Okay, here we go.
Program support comes from Lannan Foundation.
Hey, this is The Invisible Man. Oh, it was wonderful sitting here with Glenn Neff for the past hour. I would originally thought maybe a half hour, but that there was more of his music that I wanted to hear and share with you. Again, his CD release party, great CD, and we're going to hear a little more from that, from his latest CD, Bamako. The CD release party is at the Mineshaft Tavern in Madrid, Friday night, the 28th, this Friday. One of the reasons why I want to have him on tonight, and should be a great crowd there. I'm sure a lot of the artists and creative people from the Madrid area are going to be there, and and you'll be able to hear his work performed live as well. He does have to use, as you can imagine, samples and things like that, but he's going to be playing over it, and he's going to have other people playing with him, and his partner dancing and all sorts of stuff like that. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play a couple more cuts from Bamako. And like I mentioned to Glenn, he gave me the permission to play with it like I do in my final hour of the montage. So I'm going to do a montage with Mr. Glenn Neff. Enjoy. Thank you.
Okay, we're back, and for a change of pace, but it was good to devote that much time to an artist of Glenn's caliber, and not really even ever having heard his work and all the music I've listened to, but we talked about that, and hopefully he'll be able to get his music even out to an even wider audience, which would be great. He deserves it. Okay. He's been at it a long time, too. He's got a huge body of music. Again, you can go to the SoundCloud, Glenn Neff, to check that out.